This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. If the Republican-controlled Congress goes ahead with deep cuts to Medicaid, Governor Jared Polis says the impact in Colorado will be severe. CPR's John Daly reports.
He and Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera made the comments in a letter to the state's congressional delegation. They warned Colorado could lose as many as 12,000 jobs and $1.3 billion in state economic activity. Republican Representative Gabe Evans accuses Polis of misrepresenting the facts. He says he doesn't support cuts, but supports removing waste and fraud. Another Republican, Jeff Hurd, called for preserving access to vital services for those who depend on it. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Gambian man was convicted Tuesday in Denver on charges of torture in his native country. Michael Correa was found guilty under a U.S. law that allows non-citizens suspected of torture to be prosecuted. Correa settled in Denver after moving to the U.S. Victims traveled from Gambia in West Africa to testify and told of gruesome acts of violence. J. Bishop Gruel, acting U.S. attorney for the District of Colorado, spoke after the verdict was announced.
Colorado is not a safe haven for torture. It is not a refuge for sadists. And it is not a home for those who flee justice.
Correa faces up to 140 years in prison. A pioneering astrophysicist in Colorado has received a big honor from her native France. Anique Pouquet works at NCAR, the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder. Her focus is in fluid dynamics, like plasma from turbulence from the sun. She studies its influence on space weather and its potential for nuclear fusion.
Weather doesn't need plasma, it's just fluids, flow, air. But if you go a little further, you're going to get closer to the sun, and the sun has a very strong magnetic field and ejects particles. So that's part of the plasma, the solar wind.
She's been made a member of France's National Order of Merit. This is CPR News.